1 inch. 1 little inch. What if it all came down to that? Inch by inch. That's a famous line in the speech delivered by Al Pacino's character Tony D'Amato in the Oliver Stone movie Any Given Sunday. Tony D'Amato's a football coach who's committed to leading his team to a victory that is almost certain not to happen, and it seems that there's no way for them to win. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen, believe me, and we can stay here and get the you-know-what kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell 1 inch at a time. I mean, doesn't it feel like that sometimes, that you're in hell, and it's going to take a fight to get back into the light? And sometimes, wouldn't you rather forget the whole thing and just concede? I mean, maybe you've just given all you've got, and you've got nothing left to give. Or maybe, like me, sometimes you just want to escape with a stack of magazines, a good snack, and the remote control. In other words, leave me alone. Maybe you've been fighting your way out of hell for a long time, and you're just plain tired. Or maybe the fight is yet to be fought. Perhaps it all comes down to the inch, that one little next inch. Just maybe you can fight your way back into the light, climb out of hell, if you're willing to deal with that inch, and deal with it till you're finished. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's a guy who's willing to die who's going to win that inch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that inch. Because that's what living is. It's the 6 inches in front of your face. It's the inch, my friend. The inch. The games we play, the battles we fight, are won or lost inch by frustrating inch. It's a moment, the moment when we're clear that we've done all there is to do, and we've thought every thought, prayed every prayer, and we've got nothing more to think or do. It comes down to that moment. It comes down to the moment when we're sure that we can't win anyway, so why bother? And in that moment, are you willing to fight for the inch? It's that one single moment in life when you're up against it, that one single moment and what you're willing to do with it that stands between you and the life that you want to live. It's that next inch and whether or not you'll fight for it that will determine the score at the end of the game. Inches, baby. Inches. Give up and give in, or stand strong and hold on. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch, because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the bleeping difference between winning and losing, between living and dying. 1 inch. The inch. Are you willing to break yourself apart and put yourself back together again to find out what you're really made of? An inch. The beauty's in the journey, and the prize is in the process. The beauty is in the journey, and the prize is in the process. It's about who you get to become when you really begin to deal with yourself and what it will take for you to win or lose, sink or swim. That's where living begins. It's the difference for you now between living life fully or dying a slow death. And in the end, when you add up all of your inches, it's that very inch, the one that you had to fight to get, that inch you had to cry and sweat and stand for. It's that inch, that one that'll make the difference between your victory or defeat. A single inch. Now who are you going to be? And consider that your victory has come down to a single inch. The next inch. One play, the next play. You stand face to face with the opportunity. The opportunity to have it go the way that it's always gone, or to claw with your fingernails for that inch. And consider that your life has come down to who you will be in relationship to that inch. When you know you've got nothing else to give, when you can't see a way out, who will you be and will you still stand? One more inch. I've had my share of my back up against the wall moments when I pressed in and pushed through and won, when it looked impossible and I stood for it happening anyway. I've hated every one of those moments, and yet I wouldn't trade one of them because of who I had to be and what I can now become as a result. The inches. you've come this far and you fought the good fight and it's not yet going your way, but there's still time on the clock, okay? Inches, who are you going to be? You got a game to play, the game of life, and you got a battle to fight, the battle for what you want. I'll tell you what I want. What I want is people being outrageously successful and happy, causing an expanded point of view, loving who they are and what they're doing now, risking everything for anything's possible. That's what I want. That's my battle. And today I could read my magazines and eat my snacks, play with the remote control and be left alone, or I can tear myself apart, claw with my fingernails, and take the inch in front of my face. Inches. It's just inches away. You're playing, no doubt, but what will you make of that next inch? That one next inch? Take the hill today. Plant the flag. And then tomorrow, turn around and do it again. And have the scoreboard at the end of it all reflect the spirit in which you played, the spirit in which you fought. Inches. Your inches. A surgeon saved a life today. A filmmaker made his mark. A father had a son this week. A husband lost his job. A mom got her promotion and a writer sold the book. A friend discovered cancer. Someone has a choice to make. The inches. Who are you going to be? The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. Who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? Maybe you are in hell today, and maybe you've climbed back into the light. Whichever it is, I promise you tomorrow it will be the other way around, and you'll have another opportunity to fight or flee, stay or go, stand or fall, win or lose, inch by beautiful inch.